A video of a Pima County Sheriff's deputy tackling and pinning in a headlock a teenager who is a quadruple amputee in a Tucson group home went viral in recent weeks. It was shot by another teenager who lived in the group home. The video prompted an internal affairs investigation by the department, and the officer is now on administrative leave. He released a statement through his lawyer last week claiming the teen, who has no arms or legs, was a threat to others in the group home, and he looks forward to having his name cleared. But the video has sparked outrage among many, especially those in the disability community. Now, the Arizona Center for Disability Law and several other disability advocacy groups are asking for change. They wrote an open letter to the Pima County Sheriff's Office, and I spoke with CEO J.J. Rico more about it.
I'm always surprised when I see police interaction that's not positive with people with disabilities, and shocked by the circumstance, and as more information's come out, further shocked of the situation.
Give us a sense of why you felt the need to write this letter. This, of course, isn't just from the Center for Disability Law. This is from many organizations like that in the state.
Right. And so the organizations that signed on to the letter, I think we all agree that police intervention, especially police intervention with people with disabilities, needs to be improved. This video just highlighted that need and brought it to national attention. And so we wanted to take this opportunity to not only educate the county sheriff's office on a few different training modules that could be implemented, but also on the opportunity to engage our community as part of that conversation and as part of the solution.
So this is a broader issue to you?
Most definitely. Obviously, this young man highlights what we see a lot of times, not just in Arizona, but around the country. So we most definitely want to make sure that folks know that we need to do something now, not just because of Emmanuel, but also because of all persons with disabilities.
You outline recommendations in this letter. Are these sort of tried and tested models that are working in other places?
Sure. So I think our training is a tried and tested, and so we specifically identify the Crisis Prevention Institute. Someone can Google them, and CPI has a reputation, a great reputation for training individuals on various disabilities, positive interaction, de-escalation techniques, all of which would have probably prevented the situation that we saw. In addition, we also know that folks with mental health, mental illness, also have challenges with interacting with law enforcement, so we also recommended a training on mental health first aid, and that addresses people with mental health challenges and also those who may have substance abuse issues.
You're also asking for body cameras, all Pima County deputies to wear those, and to appoint a Board of Supervisors representative to this Citizens Advisory Committee that is forming. This is the same issue that's being talked about with Phoenix Police, as you know, forming a Citizens Review Board, something like this. Why do you think those kinds of steps are important in terms of accountability?
It's accountability and transparency. Obviously, if you have the body cameras, there would have been information that could have been seen and released a lot earlier. You know, we're talking about a situation that occurred over a couple months ago. We could have been addressing this, and again, having, if we had the committee form that we suggest, which would be inclusive of people with disabilities and leaders in the disability community, this matter could have been reviewed, and we could have given input at that point. Now, 2 months later, we're talking about a situation because, luckily, there was a young man who was videotaping the situation with his cell phone, but again, we would obviously have liked to address this much sooner.
So the Pima County Sheriff's Office has said in a statement previously that it's concerned that they're completing an investigation before they make any final decisions about this officer and about the incident itself. Do you agree with that approach, or would you like to see them handle this differently?
You know, in terms of handling this one specific situation, I know there's a process, but that does not negate the fact that we need a committee to address this as a broad issue. Incidents like this highlight the need, but there needs to be something done now.
All right. That's J.J. Rico, CEO of the Arizona Center for Disability Law. We also reached out to the Pima County Sheriff's Office about this letter. They sent us a statement saying, quote, "We appreciate the collective organizations for writing to our department. We understand their expressed concern." But the department says it didn't learn of the encounter until earlier this month, and at this point, they will respect the investigative process.